So I decided to, I was flipping through the channels the other day, and I saw the Jeopardy was on, and I was like, ooh, God, I haven't watched Jeopardy in forever. So turned it on. Unfortunately, my 8-year-old was just like, this is boring. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you? I get it. But how dare you? But what came on afterwards was, of course, Wheel of Fortune.
Nice.
And that was so exciting. My 8-year-old reads like way above her level. And so as we were like going through, she was just like, like when it ended, she was like, can we watch that again tomorrow? I was like, of course. Of course, sweetheart. We will watch that again tomorrow. I think Wheel of Fortune is one of those ones where I always wanted to be on it, because I'm just really good at the kind of like spelling thing, I guess. What game show do you think you would be exceptional at? Conversely, which one do you think you would be terrible at?
I would be terrible at Wheel of Fortune because everybody knows I'm a great speller.
But if I had to go against anybody, it would be Jonathan on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. By the grace of God, I can talk sometimes. I think I would probably do great. Anything with a physical challenge where I could possibly use violence to win.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
You got a like Big Brother or something like that?
Yep.
There's always fights on that, aren't there?
Yeah. All right, Survivor, you got to stand on a bridge and knock each other off with a stick. It's like, sorry, the guy coming against me, I'm sorry, this is going to be bad for you.
I guess this is more of a sport than a game show, but the one where you just slap the other guy and you guys...
voluntary CTE. Let's go.
Right. Yeah, slap fight or whatever
it's called.
I think that's all it's called. Slap fight.
Tim, you don't know this?
No.
You can find it on Instagram or whatever. It's literally professional slap fighting. Like, there's like two dudes. It's like arm wrestling, except you take turns slapping each other in the face as hard as you can.
And if
you fall down, you knock the other guy out.
You don't get knocked out.
Yeah, but like you literally just you hold it. You're across the table from each other, and you literally take turns just winding up and whacking. And like
wham!
The person taking the hit can't like flinch or like move. They have to like take it.
Yeah, I'll say this. I've seen a lot of them that they are professionally done and stuff like that. But apparently Dana White got in trouble because the way that he was running it. Like, it was definitely giving people concussions because they were hitting way beyond what they were supposed to.
Hey, Tim, I'm sending a video in the chat just so you can see
that
sign of
there it is.
What can happen to you.
There it is.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's the proper reaction,
gone.
Tim.
Gone. So, like, out cold.
Yep, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
his legs
so, like,
went out.
Yeah, so honestly, with the slap fighting, I would say MMA, would you have more of a chance of getting less brain damage than game.
But slap fighting and MMA, famously not game shows.
I was going to say,
too.
Like that guy, like, a seizure.
He saw God,
He was, like, knocked out. He's doing he's got the fencing reaction in his hands there.
Yeah. Whenever your hands are stiff out like that, they are completely gone.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's dangerous. So don't do that. So anyway, game
don't
shows.
Do that, Tim.
Actual game show skill.
I would be great at Nailed It, the baking game show you don't have to do great. It just has to taste good and be funny enough that someone takes pity.
The goal really is mediocrity.
Yeah, you have to be entertaining. I think I was watching that one in which I saw somebody make one. I don't remember what the theme was. They're always themed. It's really fun to watch. They're also bad at baking, so it's funny. I remember watching that, and one of them, it might have been like the finals of that episode, but they made the cake, and then the judge was like, "Do you forget to add eggs?" And they were like, "Yeah." Like, how do you forget eggs in a cake?
Called being stupid, Jake.
Clearly. I think you would do great at that because you at least know the four main ingredients that go into that go into that.
Every other game show, terrible at.
No, not even Jeopardy. You sound like a guy who would do really good at Jeopardy.
No, bad at Jeopardy. Bad.
Tim, I answered a bunch of questions right, so you have to answer more than
Jake. That's that. that's implying that I'm smarter than you. The inverse is true.
I mean,
if they ask a lot about Adventure Time, like if the whole board was Adventure Time, no, I'd actually be bad at that too, because I don't know details. You know,
Tim would be the person who would be like the meme for it'd be like sports for 100. It would be like, what stadium do the Yankees play in? And he wouldn't know.
No, I don't.
That would be funny. That would be funny.
Where the Red Sox play? Tim would be like, Edmonton Bank.
I know that's Ravens.
Where do they play the tennis?
I'll name the one stadium I know.
Wimbledon.
Honestly, I could just say Tim would be the character I just put in the chat as well.
That's
from Adventure
great.
Time.
Yes, yes.
I have an approximate knowledge of many things. So honestly, I was thinking, because honestly, one of my favorite game shows that I would love to be in, because I might be actually good and also terrible at it, is Price is Right. As a kid, whenever I was sick, that was the one show that came on all the time. Bob Barker, then Drew Carey, and then I don't know if someone else took over after Drew. I don't know if Drew Carey's still in it.
He does do it now.
Dude, yeah. We used to watch that show every day at lunch.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I love that show, all the mini games that would go on, all that stuff. And there was a couple of times I was like, awesome. Like, I would be perfect at this, like, guessing, like, the prices and stuff, because, you know, one thing you would get used to. And then I was like, holy crap, no, I'm way off. And I'm like, wait, what prices are these? And then I'm like, wait, is it because they're in California or something?
Oh.
Because a can of tomato sauce shouldn't be like $5. Like, what the hell is this shit?
And we've got a dozen eggs. You hit the things like $15,000, Bob.
The audience just storms this.
It turns violent.
He's got eggs, get them!
I mean, honestly, I just want to spin that giant ass wheel that they have at the end when
that,
it comes.
Oh, yeah.
That looks satisfying to do.
Wait. If you just want the satisfaction of spinning that wheel, there are tons of modern arcades that have those.
No,
there's
no way
the same, though. Buttery smooth.
Yeah.
You're right. It probably is not.
They've been used so much, there's gunk in the mechanism.
That you don't get to meet Bob Barker and or Drew Carey. So, you know.
That's true. So, I mean, Bob Barker is kind of hard to do.
Nobody's ever played a Guitar Hero in an arcade and been like, this works. So it's like,
I used to play DDR in arcades. I did great.
DDR in arcades is definitely superior to at-home setups, unless you spend like $10,000.
Yeah, those DDR setups that were at cons and stuff like that, those were like $5,000 like setups. Those things are crazy.
Yeah, a guy from Rooster Teeth bought a DDR machine for his wife, and he was like, yeah, you have no idea how ungodly expensive it is just to get, not only to buy it, but to get it set up in your house.
Yeah.
I used to be so good at DDR. I don't even know if this qualifies as a game show, but the other day we were watching a show, and they were improvising, and someone was singing. And Rebecca was like, oh, God, singing and improv just never works. And I was like, did you ever watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? And hear Wayne Brady sing? And she was like, no. She was like, I don't think my mom ever let us watch that show. So I found a 20-minute Wayne Brady on Whose Line Is It Anyway montage just singing. And she was like, he's really good.
Wayne Brady is incredible. Yeah.
She was like, there's no way this isn't scripted. I was like, the show wasn't scripted.
No, never
they're
scripted.
They're just funny.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That entire show is why my humor is what it is, because I used to watch so much of that show.
I watched that show.
The show is so good, and watching the outtakes is even better, because you get to see them really go off the charts.
Oh yeah,
like, because you get to see how sanitized it is for TV, but in the back of it, you're like, holy shit, they are swearing up a storm, just crass jokes.
I would pay good money to see Wayne Brady play a bard in D&D or Pathfinder.
Ooh. Oh yeah, easy.
Just be amazing. you never get through a fight, you'd just be laughing the whole time.
One of my favorite things about that show is that there was always one or two jokes that were directed at Drew Carey, and they were always so fucking mean. They were so funny.
Oh, he took it like a champ, though.
He did.
Like,
he did.
He knew. He played along so well.
In the same way that, like, on Game Changer, like, they make fun of Sam at least once during every episode, and he takes it so well. he's the target of half of their jokes.
Yeah, that shows the modern day Who's Line.
It is, yeah.
Oh, word.
Well, they brought Wayne Brady on. They brought him on once. Yes, they did. Yeah. Sorry, it was Make Some Noise, but still, it's the same
make
thing.
Make Some Noise, yeah.
But yeah.
So the show I would be on is The Circle.
Circle.
It's the best running game show on TV right now. It's on Netflix. It's amazing. None of you have watched The Circle?
Nope.
Oh my god, you people. You're so uncultured.
You artless monkeys.
Kelly, I think you made this up.
It's been on Netflix for like 9 seasons, and they have like a French and a Brazilian show, a Brazil version of it.
Uh-huh. Google Circle, and it's just giving me a bunch of shapes.
The Circle on Netflix, you dumbass.
No, I'm not going to Google that.
No, that's fake news.
No, it's a social media show where all the contestants are locked in an apartment with no access to the outside.
No,
they chat to each other. They don't, and there some of them are catfishes, and some of them are regular people, and they vote. Okay. They like basically vote for who's the influencer, and then people get kicked off when they're unpopular, or when they get backstabbed and shit. It's amazing. It's an amazing show.
Okay, all right.
Most recent season was absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Okay.
I would make it about 2 days in that show before I started digging through the walls. Find the fucking influencers.
Oh, I love it. I could live in solitude for 2 weeks or however long that show lasts, or like a month. I think it's 2 weeks, because I can handle it. But Rebecca and I talk about whether I would go on or whether she would go on catfishing as me.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever played tennis?
Tennis and CrossFit and Ravens. Oh my god, that's
Rebecca's
killing.
Problem. Rebecca would be found out if somebody tried to grill her on sports, because
that's true. Oh, that would, yeah.
Is Federer really the goat?
it does remind me of you're talking about Price is Right. Do you remember Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
There's a famous scene that I saw recently on Twitter, but it was Gilbert Gottfried that he was on that numerous times, and he was the last square that both contestants had to get in order to win the game, and he trolled them for like 20 minutes or something like that. And it was so fucking funny.
I actually don't know what the objective of that show is. I only know that there are squares that celebrities sit in. I've never known the rules or what happens.
Okay, so it's tic-tac-toe, and In order to get a square, in order to claim a square with either your X or your O, the celebrity is asked a question. If they answer the question, you have to agree or disagree with them. If you get it right, you get the square. If not, then you don't. But the thing is that certain celebrities are really funny, like Gilbert Gottfried, and he would just fuck with people repeatedly. And he would know the answer every time. He was really good at it. He was really good at being convincing. It was just gold. Please go look at Gilbert Gottfried, Hollywood Squares. Well, there's a game on this show that we play all the time, and that is Pathfinder 2nd Edition.
Solid.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Got it.
Last time, we ended the episode with the Scarlet Triad Poisoner that was convinced that somebody casted darkness in this room. She made her way, swishing her sword back and forth as she walked through the air quotes darkness, and she made it to the other side of the room and ran through a curtain separating this room from the next, and you heard her on the other side say, they're here, and snitch. it sounds like she is, yeah, she's snitching on everybody. Yeah. So let's jump back into this combat, huh? By the way, show brought to you by Timmy
Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure. Let me tell you about Black Oak Workshop. They are curators of dice. They have incredible designs, unique designs. A lot of people, they like to focus on the inside of the dice, right? Because it's the inside that what counts. You know, sometimes you just got to do something fun on the outside, and that's what Black Oak Workshop does. I'm holding in my hand a D4. And on each face of the dice, it is a little arrow symbol. and it's more like a rectangle that has a point on the end. I'd never seen a dice like this. So it's really cool if you're rolling for a, you know, a little dinky bow of some kind, and maybe if you're like a gnome or something, I don't know.
I've wanted a D4 like that for a while.
I know, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So they routinely run Kickstarter campaigns, so always keep your ear to the ground for those Kickstarter campaigns, because they do that to kind of gauge interest on a certain style or design, and even some limited edition bags, some limited edition dice bags. And these dice bags are beautifully embroidered, and let me focus on embroidered. See, this is what I'm wearing. I'm wearing embroidery. Why? Because embroidery lasts. Don't get cheap prints. Prints, yeah, they come out in the wash. They get, yep, in your fingers. Embroidery, that's stitching. So, you know it's going to last for many years to come. So check out blackoakworkshop.com. And, yeah, sign up for the newsletter or something.
That's right.
Post a picture of your shirt.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, embroidered. I'm not.
Look at it.
I swear, Jake, it was like you it was like Tim was a sleeper agent and you just activated him. You're like, and Tim. And he's like, yes.
It was incredibly quick. I've never seen Tim move that fast.
Ever since they installed that chip in me, I don't know.
He's really good at advertising. Scarlet Triumph Poisoner number 4. So this is the only one that is left in melee with Grimshaw. So she is going to, she's going to try to keep you here, Grimshaw, so she's going to just keep stabbing out with her sword. First swing with a short sword, after one. Amazing.
Yes!
Yay.
I mean, we need that.
That's Black Oak Workshop, everybody.
What are
they? Pure natural ones.
What are they swinging with? Oh no, it's a melee. Wait. What? You are confused.
Yay! Oh. All
right.
I already know that, Kelly. What's the card?
It's okay, John. You're safe.
God. Okay. So confusion says you don't have your wits about you, and you attack wildly. You're off guard. You don't treat anyone as your ally. Luckily, the only person within range is Grimshaw, so that's not too much of an issue. And you can't delay, ready, or use reactions. Use all your actions to strike or cast defensive cantrips. Though the GM may have used other actions to facilitate attack. Okay. So luckily, not too much of an issue here. It just means she is off guard. So if you, but here's the thing, if you guys are in a reposition or something like that, then she will have to figure out who she's attacking. But, last two attacks here, being off guard sucks though, so hopefully that doesn't, earn her a few crits. Natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
The dice giveth and they taketh away.
Yeah, they do.
This is the first time you've done this, though, Jake. That's the thing.
It's not.
Is this a rapier?
We've been doing this for a while.
It's a regular short sword there, Kel.
Slashing or piercing?
I will do slashing. I don't think she has the wits about her to use the versatile piercing part of it.
Alrighty. Surprise opening. You gain one action that you can use before the end of your turn to use an attack action against the target.
Oh man.
Okay. Critical damage. 26 slashing.
Oh, wow.
And make me a fortitude save.
Okay. Let me get that fortitude save for you, though. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Oh, because the poison wasn't. Still one there.
Oh! 23?
That's a fail.
Yeah, it's a 92.
Okay. Oh. Alright, that'll do that.
Thanks, Black Oak Workshop. I wanted to roll a new character.
All right, and we'll just leave it there.
Huh?
What?
You said we'll just leave that there?
Yeah, we'll leave it there. So I have another action, you say, Kel?
Yep, to attack.
Okay. In which case, she will re-poison her sword and then strike out again. So this is maximum map, then?
Wow.
Would she have the wits about her to do that, since she's confused?
That's true. I think confused just says you use attacks. It doesn't say you re-poison your blade. Just swing wildly.
Yeah, you swing wildly.
It's true. It is true. All right.
It says wildly you have to use all your actions to use a offensive
attack. Right. All your actions.
Offensive cantrips.
All right. Miss. Last one. Miss.
Yay.
Alrighty. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Oh, man. Not feeling the greatest, but I shall heal myself. So I'm going to do that for some HP, and then I am going to... It's already flat-footed. Already flat-footed to me.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to strike out the Morningstar of Milani, because my goal is to take out these poisoners, so I'm going to do just that. There we go. That's more like it. That's a terrible roll. So 29 to hit?
29. That's a hit, actually.
Oh, probably because of the flat-footed. Oh, wait. I rolled... That's a D4. I don't need a D4.
Yeah, you don't need those.
Nope. Ooh, okay. 19 points of piercing damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to try to attack again, counting on the flat-footed nature. Actually, wait. Heal. I'm going to raise my shield for my last action. Yeah, I'm not playing around. I'm hurt.
Okay.
Good move.
Yeah.
Top of round 6, the sniper's turns. So, Benson teleported behind them. But I'll have you know, they don't seem all that worried. So what the first one does is she drops her bow, draws a pick.
Oh,
shit. And she's going to step. So she's going to step directly to the right. Step up. Darn it, hold on. Move. Is that that one? Okay. And then she's going to move diagonally once. Move diagonally again. So she is now flanking Benson with her sister. So she goes, "They're behind us! Get them!" And runs around, dropping the bow, grabbing the pick, and then she will strike once. With the pick against you, Benson, is a 38 to hit.
That'll hit.
That is going to be 15 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
That is her turn, and then her sister is going to... strike out at you as well. You are flat-footed because you are being flanked.
And does she have to drop and draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So drop is reaction, draw, so she only gets 2 attacks. Hopefully with the flat-footedness. Natural 20, actually. So,
oh, god damn. With a pick?
Yeah, with a pick. Oh. So that is going to be real bad.
That's deadly, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Picks are some of my favorite weapons because they just have a devastating critical.
Nerve cluster. Normal damage.
Oh.
Yay!
Boo. But the target is stunned, too.
Oh. Okay.
That's really fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
Until healed?
No, just I mean, stunned, too. Just means you lose 2 actions next time you gain actions. So you'll have 1 action next round.
So do I...
You still get your fatal damage, or
okay, still get fatal.
You still get fatal. So you increase the damage die, you get the extra die, but you don't double anything.
I don't double anything. Okay, so I can just if I hit critical. Let me make sure.
Is it fatal D10 or D12?
It is. I didn't say on here. When I hit fatal, it says 1d6. So am I supposed to really just 1? Oh no, wait, sorry. I'll roll regular damage. Hold on.
I think you just have to believe what the rolls say. I think it's just D6. That sounds right to me.
So 1d. So yeah, it's regularly a 1d6. If I roll that though, oh, just do picks not have fatal? I really thought they did.
It might just be deadly or. Pick has fatal.
It does. Okay. They're just a regular.
It's fatal.
Pick.
It's fatal D10.
D10. Okay.
So you just roll 2d10s at your strength.
Got it. 23 points of damage then.
Alright.
Glad that wasn't doubled. Goodness.
And then second swing. 31, so a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, wait, you are flat-footed. What does it make your AC, then?
34 Alpha. Minus 2.
Okay, so miss by 1.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, off guard still doesn't get you low enough. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, last session, I'm pretty sure he hunted prey on this poisoner.
The confused one, I believe. Yep. So.
Yeah, so what he's going to... And she's still off guard, right?
Yeah, still off guard.
Beautiful. All right, so he's going to move up with one action. Namely to get with Grimshaw, just because he can actually use his reactions now. And he's going to quick draw... God, he's just arsenal here. Quick drawing the curve blade.
Okay.
And so that was that. So that would be a roll against her.
Yep.
Jeez. Oh, beautiful. 38 to hit.
That's a crit. Because she's off guard.
Fuck yeah.
17 on die. Yes. Critical damage. Let's go. Oh my god. That was an 8, a 7, a 7, and a 5 on the D8s.
Wow.
Dropping bombs.
Ugh. Dude, that is 66 points of damage.
Oh my god. All right. Okay. Shoot.
And she's, it's wounding, so,
oh, right.
Deal an extra 1d6 persistent bleed at right. her turn.
Nice.
But with one more action, he's just going to swing again.
Okay.
So, plus 16 to hit.
Sorry, what's the persistent damage? I want to put that in now.
It'll be a 1d6.
1d6 bleed.
And the fact that she tanked 66 points of damage is...
I know.
Really, she was mostly untouched before...
Oh, really?
Before that. Before Grimshaw hit her, yeah. She had taken a few things, but not all of it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For some reason, I thought she took a chunk of damage. Anyway... so second missed. It was 20 to hit.
Okay. After Elkwood, it comes to poisoner number 2. This is the one in the middle of the room. I think she still has a crossbow. I don't think that she... No, she does have a sword out because she was fighting Benson.
Right.
If I remember correctly. Okay. In which case, she is going to... There's no table there anymore, so she doesn't need to, like, squeeze. So she's going to run and try to get behind Elkwood in order to get flanking here. So 5, 10, 15,
don't forget
20,
all the
25.
Broken glass she has to walk through.
That's a good point. They glued them all to the table, so they all went with it.
There's an IKEA table.
Yeah. Like, this display piece.
Yeah, there's slots for each of them.
These are real alchemists, they're faking!
Like this Kalargavig table.
God, I really hope that's the name of a table. That'd be funny.
I don't know. They all look like, oh, yes, I want this. Like, I'm like,
it sounds like it would be.
That's a table.
Don't ask about the tables. That's all I'm going to say.
I got that.
Thank you. Short sword strike on you, Elkwood, flat-footed. 30 to hit.
Flat-footed. God damn it. AC is 31, so...
Okay, so with your
hits.
Off guard, that does hit.
Is she flanking if the other person's confused?
Yes.
Okay.
So, 15 points of slashing.
That'll be... 2 points of slashing as I
liberating slap. 2 points of slapping. Got it.
Yep. And you can take a free step.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to take one. When does this one
slide to the right?
Yeah, I was thinking of. Well, it's at the same time I want to be away from her, so she has to move. Could I also take a step? Yeah, because you go last. That's the problem.
Yeah, you could take a step to the northeast because the table's not there anymore.
That's true.
True. Yeah. Well, yeah, because all the potions are there.
And then I'm going to take a step directly north then.
Okay.
All right.
So that the poisoner's to my right, and then kind of make a triangle with other poisoner and Elkwood.
Yep. So okay. All right. So you took the damage already.
Yep. 2 points.
Okay. All right. Please make me a fortitude save.
Right. No. Dang fortitude save. Well, that's gonna kill me tomorrow or something.
29.
Success.
So crit success.
Almost got you with it. In which case, she will use an action to poison it again. And that'll be her turn.
She's just oiling up over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to oil up.
It's time to oil up. She says that. She says that in that voice. It's really, really unsettling. Kezzerin, your turn.
Say that? I've got my bald head and I'm oiling the sword.
I'm just picture. Just
yep.
Oh yeah, with Geralt. Looks like it's time to oil up. All right, Kezzer, what are you doing?
Oh man, I don't know, dude. That's in a lot of trouble over there.
Yeah, it's like maybe you should not sustain the spell anymore. Let the table drop.
I was gonna say the table's vertical, basically in that hallway. If I let go, will it fall on the dude? I did think about that.
Would it fall on the elf?
It would fall. Would it fall on the archer?
You know what? If that's your intention, I can do that. I'll see if she needs to make like a reflex save against your.
I looked up what would be a comparable falling thing because there's like not object falling damage in Pathfinder 2E. You're supposed to.
Not really.
Like,
yeah.
Everything I saw, it's like you just refer to like an applicable hazard. That's like the same.
Yeah.
So I found toppling furniture. And
it adds up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a level 2 haunt, and it's 2d10 plus 7 bludgeoning. The reflex save for this thing is 22.
Okay. So you want me to make that? I'm fine. With that, 32.
All right, so critical success. All
right, so she dodges and it just falls harmlessly to the side of the hallway.
Yeah. So, okay. Man, do I? How far am I away? Fuck. All right, I'm really far away. What do I do? I feel like this will help Benson more than damage on those guys. Alright, so Kesra's gonna... Fuck, how far can I even get in there?
Yeah, you're a little ways into the hallway, so you gotta kind of... At least one action to get out of the hallway, I think.
Oh, God, I'm like one square away from being able to move and cast a spell I need to do.
Oof.
Fuck. That's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, Benson. You're gonna die.
Well, just declared that.
Yeah, it's pretty definitive.
Yeah, that was, well, damn.
Oh, you little faith.
Yikers.
Then just attack the poisoner, man.
No, I can't. Maybe I can. Alright, I'll move into the room, next, going to the thing. Up. Alright, I'm going to move right in behind Grimshaw.
Okay.
Or still in the hallway, I guess.
I was like, behind Grimshaw is 5 feet away from Grimshaw.
And I stabbed 10 Grimshaw. Feet away.
And I'll cast 2 blazing bolts into the hallway onto the archers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Alright. So I'll say you have a clear shot at one of them. I would say the other one definitely has some cover.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, does your shadow signet allow you to go against fortitude or reflex, or just reflex DC?
No, I can do any of it's fortitude or reflex.
Oh, okay.
Probably have high AC because they're so agile.
Yeah, maybe I could try their fortitudes.
Elves, they're weak. Weak constitution.
All right, just yeah, I'm going to go against fortitude saves.
Here. Constitution smells like cabbage.
Oh, I didn't even choose right. What level I'm going to do this at. Let's go with
20th level.
that doesn't exist.
It's called Meteor Strike?
No, it's called Meteor Storm.
Power word incinerator.
I'll do a fourth level. How's that sound?
Fourth level, Blazing Bolt. Let's go.
Power word, fuck you.
All right, 34 against Fortitude save on the first one.
32 against the Fortitude save. 34. Yeah, a success.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one. 29.
Fail.
Boo.
Yeah, it doesn't turn it into like a basic save, right?
So nope, it's an attack roll.
Okay.
Yep. So the one in front of Benson, between us and Benson, takes 32 fire damage.
Wow. Ooh.
Bam.
That was a pretty good roll.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. That was decent.
Yeah, hit her in the back of the head.
That's my turn.
Okay. Benson.
Well, I've got one action. So, Benson is going to swing for the one that is directly behind him.
All right. This is the one that just took the hit from Kezer?
No. One that got behind me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That, I see that face, John.
Oh, what's that face, Jonathan?
What do you think that face is, Jake?
Could only be the thing 20. I use.
Yes! Look at that cherubic face there.
Yes!
Jonathan, the issue is I don't like it when you do that.
You just did it to me. Shut up.
But I like it when I do it.
Oh, Jake. When will you learn? We have a John on our team.
I know.
Kelly says Benson's gonna die. Fucking whatever.
Benson has most gigantic horseshoe stuck up his asshole. You got decapitation, my friend.
Oh my god. Okay.
Are you shitting me?
Triple damage. The target must succeed a Fortitude save or die.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit.
All right. Triple damage. Do the triple damage first. Okay.
Okay.
You turn around and chop this guy's fucking head off.
No, please fail this. I'm using a Warhammer right now, so I literally will knock their head off.
Well, if you're using the Warhammer, I gotta give you the
canonically, budget. I still have a Warhammer.
Oh, all right.
I would love to bullshit that, but I can't.
Hoops were dashed on the rocks.
There is ultimately nothing cooler than beheading somebody with a hammer.
But... I know, right?
Boom. Shit, I'm trying to find the card I already threw it back in there.
I can't believe I got decapitation. The one time I'm not using a fucking longsword.
I know. This like twice in the whole 6 years we've been doing this.
I know.
Alright, you got Crunch. The target is Sickened 3.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, too. So double damage. Double damage, and they are
what is Sickened do again?
It lowers everything.
Yeah, minus 3 to literally everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah, so they surround Benson. They're like, we've got this stupid knight now. And they hit him a couple of times, and then the other one gets hit in the back with fire, and Benson just spins around and smashes this elf lady in the stomach with his hammer. Still in the fight, motherfuckers.
Gets him.
Why are you German? That's my entire turn. I can't do anything else.
Oh, well, damage.
Oh, right. Yeah, damage.
Oh, yeah. Dumbass.
Infinity damage. You're good, man.
Double damage.
10, 17, 34.
And you are sickened, you sick lady.
Ugh, God, okay. Alrighty. That's your turn. Poisoner number 3, this is the one who was convinced somebody cast darkness. Something happens.
Can we not see them? Well, we were in the room.
No, they ran through the curtain into the next room. She was the one who was screaming about, they're here.
Gotcha.
The heroes are coming. Alright. Poisoner number 4. This is the one who has persistent bleed, is confused. I need to roll flat check because of the confusion. Isn't that right?
That sounds right.
Each time you take damage from an attack or a spell, you can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from your confusion to end the condition. Did she do it last time? Nope. Still confused. So, swinging out on Grimshaw 3 times.
Yeah.
Natural 1. Awesome.
Yay.
Oh my god. It's another day of extreme rolls.
Yeah, right?
Shit, I just stood up to grab some. What'd I miss?
Second thoughts, you are sickened 3.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Luckily, yes. I still had sickened pulled up from adding it to the elf, sniper, this. So we'll just add that right
AC
on over there.
Is trashed. Minus 5 to AC.
Yeah, it is. Sheesh.
Easy. If they're all start throwing up.
Oh god, okay. Yeah, well, no, she can't throw up because she's confused, so she has to continue.
Right.
She's just going to swing with nothing in the tank. I mean, there's nothing here. Swinging out at you, Gim Grimshaw, and another time.
Yep. Go away.
Yeah, that's with the with the map, that is an effective minus 11 to like the last
wow.
swing. Just pitiful.
I mean, I was also half expecting Jake to be like natural 20.
No, the natural 20. I didn't think with a natural 20 she would have crit because I think the attack's so low. I don't think it would have gone over his AC.
That's true. That's true, actually.
Yeah, because your shield's raised anyway. All right, so I'm going to roll for the recovery check.
Well, 1d6 bleed first.
Yep. Yeah, so do that mark while I roll the recovery. I failed the recovery.
Maybe
so
this will kill her. 4 points of bleed.
4, not dead yet. You keep making me bleed! She keeps trying to stab Grimshaw.
No one,
it was you!
No one makes
Stop
me bleed
it.
My own blood.
Meanwhile, Elk's the one that has like her blood on a sword.
Right.
Wasn't me.
Grimshaw, it's your turn, though.
I did not cause that wound, but I will cause your death.
You say that with their eyes twirling.
Right, in. Right. I don't know. I don't think this is enough for a crit. 32.
Unfortunately, not.
Yeah.
Nope.
11 on the die. It's just, I was really hoping to get a crit and finish her off, you know?
Nope. I am.
But I did get 19 points of piercing damage.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Let's swing again. I mean, AC is so low. I can only hit.
you can't get it any lower.
Was that?
Dead. Nat 20.
Oh my god.
Nat 20!
When is the last time Tim rolled a nat 20?
I don't even remember.
I can't remember the last time you did it.
I can't. I had to on my eyes.
I think an ancient seal was just broken and Mary's Dagon will come out and destroy us all.
Are you doing piercing or bludgeoning?
Let's do piercing.
Which one's better?
Shut up!
They're actually kind of mirrors of each other, which is interesting.
Oh.
I like that.
So you picked piercing?
Yep.
Until healed, the target is clumsy 1 and takes a 10-foot status penalty to speed.
More AC.
If you did bludgeoning, it would have been clumsy 2 and only a 5-foot penalty to speed.
Oh,
so
wow.
They don't. Not everything is stacking here, I can tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
boy.
26 points of damage.
Okay, and please describe your kill.
Yes!
So this poisoner is very, very weakened. You know, Grimshaw said, "I will be the death of you." Swipes once and thinks that he has her, but she still is hanging on. And before he can even bring up his weapon to strike again, you see the Morningstar jerks his hand into the fatal blow, the nat 20, guided by Milani herself. And as he crumples this poisoner to the ground, you see that the Morningstar is kind of stuck in her a little bit as it leeches her life force. And I use my reaction to death drink.
Good.
And I still have one more action. and feeling emboldened by the death drinking, just looks over at Kezzer, looks at Elkwood. You'll take care of that one. And he moves over to support Benson.
All right.
And also kind of strategically place himself a little bit at the fork in the road where the other poisoner went, because there's a chance there's some reinforcements coming in. And if anyone's taken the first hit, I want it to be me.
All right.
And for those wondering about death drinking, it's a frequency once per day. And I gain a +1 item bonus to attack and damage rolls for 10 minutes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
It is.
I thought it was like temp HP or something.
Temp HP is if I destroy undead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. Okay. After Grimshaw, top of the round, round 7. This is the sickened sniper. So she is going to... You making me a sick. She's going to try to retch. So this is a fortitude save against what now?
Benson's class DC.
Benson's class DC. Okay. I'll roll. We'll see if we even need to figure it out. Nope, she definitely didn't do it. In which case, she'll just swing twice. Yeah, I know you enjoy not getting homework in the middle of an episode. Oh my god. Natural one.
Yes!
Yeah.
Damn, Kelly.
What is going on?
Making it work over
Kelly's
here.
Getting a workout.
Kelly's earning his bread tonight.
Let me just say, I could be lying. I could lie and just be like, no, it was a miss. No. Appreciate me a little bit. Because I am honest about each one of these.
With this pick, and I don't know, you fucking catch, but Benson lurches out of his fucking shield and bends it. Your sword is immediately taken to its broken threshold.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Your weapon is broke.
So she just can't use it?
I think it takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls. Okay. I think I'll look it up for you.
Broken is a condition that affects only objects. An object is broken when the damage is reduced to hit points to equal or less than its broken threshold. Broken items still input. Oh, no. Broken object can't be used for its normal function, nor does it grant bonuses with the exception of armor. Oh. Can't be used for its normal function.
You can't use it.
So I'll read this here. With the exception of armor, broken armor still grants its item bonus to AC, but imparts a status penalty to the AC depending on how broken it is. Because there's like broken light armor, broken medium, and broken heavy armor. So, so she just can't use it.
That's terrible for you.
Period.
Also, when the pickaxe is broke, it doesn't have any money in the bank.
That made me chuckle.
Almost. Okay, so not to go off too far, but did any of you play RuneScape?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, when you said, like, broken pick, I just remembered that, like, when playing RuneScape, where there was a chance the head of your pick could just fly off in the middle of a mining.
PTSD of the broken pick.
Oh my god. And then someone else could just pick it up and run off with it.
This is mine now.
So in which case, that's all that she can... Here's what she's going to do. She's going to take out... So, throwing her pick up to the side, because it's broken. She's going to take out a pair of manacles. And that is her action. Sniper that is not sickened. She looks at her sister and is like, come on, what are you doing? Swinging it. Striking at you, Benson. You are flat-footed. 40 total.
Yep.
Okay. 14 points of piercing.
Ouch.
Second swing. 32.
Misses.
Okay. Even flat-footed?
Oh, no. You hit me with flat-footed.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember 31 was just a miss, so... 14 points of piercing.
All right.
And last one Total whiff on that. And that is the end of her turn. It comes to Elkwood Grimm.
All right. So leaving with the last poisoner. Just question, this thing here, I can't step here, right?
No, that thing in the corner, it looks like, an empty iron cage hangs from the northwest ceiling.
Okay.
So, yeah, it says hanging from the ceiling, but it's within reach, it's just that it's hanging from the ceiling.
I couldn't tell what the hell it was from here.
It's a person-sized cage, that's hanging from the ceiling to the ground. So.
Okay, that's fine. Yep. It's I was just trying to see if I could actually step there, but I'm not.
You can get in the cage.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I was thinking about it. I was like, could I push her in the cage? But then I'm like, then what's the point? I mean, I don't have the keys. I mean, like, I'll lock it.
Give me the keys. No, get in the cage.
Give me the keys. Get in the cage. Okay, whatever. So Kesra's right there. So Kesra. Kesra, let's get to. And takes one step forward. Hunt prey, second action. Third action, swings with curve blade. Let's go. Ooh. Oh my god, seriously. 17 on the die. 38 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yeah, not great. I figured. Yep. Still, 29 points of damage, slashing.
Okay.
And. Yep. It's wounding, so D6 persistent bleed.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, because that happens no matter what, as long as I hit.
Okay, persistent damage, little D6.
Oh, yeah, okay. I forgot about the crit specialization, but I don't know. It doesn't matter, she's dead now, so.
Oh, the other one, yeah. Alright, is that the... You want more action, I think.
No, I stepped, hunt prey.
Oh, hunt prey. Hit. Okay. Yep. All right, it is her turn. She is doing the bleeding. She is going to try and stab out at you.
Yep.
Short sword.
Were you not hasted recently in this combat? Was that another combat?
That was the combat with Jigaki.
Yeah, that was the prior combat.
Yeah, he was hasted in that. Remember. Yeah. 40 to hit you.
It's not crit.
Okay.
Close.
16 slash.
Yeah.
And make me the fortitude save.
Okay. 29 again.
Whew, yep. All right. Crit success. In which case, she is going to action to poison, and she will use her last action to. She takes a Bunsen burner and tries to cauterize the bleeding wound that you just gave her.
Okay.
So that, she will...
That's a choice, but yeah.
there's like a little Bunsen burner or something like that on the table. And so she tries to cauterize the wound really quick.
I feel like she should take fire damage for that, but...
not enough to get fire damage.
Have you ever cauterized a wound, by the way? I'm just saying it hurts like a motherfucker.
In fact, I haven't. I'm speaking from experience. Alright, so go ahead and roll the d6, and then I will roll the flat check.
Yep. Either way, I'm not looking good, so I'm really not looking good. 3 points of bleed.
Three bleed. Let me roll the assisted check for her. And a success, because she cauterized it. She's got an 11, so just enough there. After that, it comes to Kesra.
Kesra looks at her cauterizing that wound.
Let me help you with that.
As shadowy flames pour out of his hand, shoots the poisoner and both snipers. All fortitude.
Oh, all God, fortitude. Okay. What spell is this?
This is still Blazing Bolt. But I'm using the Shadow Signet Ring to target their fortitude instead of an AC. So it's like shadowy fucking fire.
Fucking soul fire.
Alright.
It's good against all three
all
of them.
All three.
Alright, so tell me which one first.
The poisoner's first.
Okay.
Pretty good. 35 against fortitude.
That is a hit.
Alright. The sniper closest to me
Okay.
29.
I think that was a miss last time. 20. Fortitude. Yeah, it's a miss. No, she's not sick. It's her sister that's sick.
Wait, I thought. Oh, the one behind. I got it.
Yeah. Yep.
The one behind Benton, yep. 38.
38. Yeah. That is actually a critical because she is sick. Because she's sick in 3, yeah.
Oh, good shit.
All right. Do I roll the damage once? I think I did.
Yeah, okay. So the poisoner takes 28, and okay. the sniper in the back takes 56.
56? Oof. Okay. Question, is there a thing about persistent damage with a crit on that? I know sometimes elemental stuff has that.
Not Blazing Bolt.
Okay. Just checking. Just making sure. Sir Benson Black.
Okay. Well, Benson, now not stunned, is going to fucking wail on them. Specifically the, what is it, second one?
Yeah, the one without a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I don't feel bad. Natural one.
No.
Do you have a hero point?
I do have a hero point.
You don't have to use it. It's okay.
I'll use it.
Dang it!
Because I know you have like a couple, so yeah. That's why I'm on it.
I have one left. All right. Natural 18.
Hey.
Tim, 18. All right. 16.
34.
34, it's a hit.
All right. Ooh, God, this dog shit damage, though.
This was your second roll?
First roll.
Yeah, it's my first attack.
So it should be... You got rolled an 18? It should be 18 plus 21.
Yes. Sorry.
39.
39.
Yeah.
That is a critical hit.
Yeah, it is!
Because she is sick and
sick. Yeah, it is!
Okay.
Sweet.
7 and a 6 on the 2d8.
There we go.
Tim, 19 and 19.
38!
So okay.
Good!
Alright.
Sniper's got booked up.
Yeah.
38. Hey, they chose to close with me.
Uh-huh. That's true.
That was my...
Wait, no they didn't. You did.
You teleported in. Best. Okay, second attack... Oof, probably gonna be a miss.
Yes, miss.
Okay. Do I want to do a third attack? No. Benz is gonna lay on hands himself.
Okay. The poisoner. I might as well just take her out because you have no idea what's going on, and you just know that it's her turn. Her turn is not player knowledge. Or character knowledge. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
So, I am... let's see, I can get... Looks like I need to get in melee with my boy. The one that Benson's been wailing on is the one directly east of him?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get into flanking with my boy Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will say that she had to sidestep like around him, so it's a little tight in that one hallway. So as long as you can make it past this one, you'll be fine.
Oh, you want me to do like an acrobatics?
Yeah.
It'd be acrobatics against their...
Reflex.
Reflex. I don't think I'm going to beat their reflex, so I'm going to... I'm just going to go right in front of the other one then, the one west of Benson. So I'm still got my aura covering everyone, which is good.
Oh, there you go.
So one action to move, one action to strike with the Morningstar Milani. Man, okay, I was digging into this bonus. So the bonus that I get from Death Drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually trash, because in order to have this rune on a weapon, you have to have at least a +1 weapon.
Right.
A plus one to your attack roll is an item bonus, and if you have a proficiency rune, that's an item bonus, so there's net no bonus to your attack roll. And then I'm trying to find out what kind of bonus weapon specialization is, what kind of bonus that counts as, because for my attack, you know, for my damage bonus, it's my ability plus weapon specialization. So I don't know what weapon specialization counts as yet, but I mean, according to Pathbuilder, it counts as an item bonus, so I might have net no benefit for using death drinking on a living creature. So
death drinking kind of trash.
A rune?
Death drinking is a rune. It's a legacy rune because I made this before.
Oh yeah, the free remaster.
Yeah,
that might. Yeah, that might be something. Also, make sure specialization isn't an item thing, because if you're getting specialization from your class.
Yeah, weapon specialization's from my class.
I don't think that would be an item bonus though. I don't think so, but. Roll with it as is, and you know, like I said, there's some funky stuff because of the remaster.
But yeah, it's like I might get with. It's like the rune is cool because of story, but
you're like, this is useless.
It might be trash. All right, well, 12 on the die is not trash with flanking, so that's a 33 to hit.
That's a hit, my friends.
All right. That's 13 points of piercing.
Okay.
And my last action, playing it safe, raising the shield, digging back into rules.
Okay, back to Reddit it is. Okay. The sniper. She is sickened, so she is going to try and one fortitude save to get one sickened away. Jesus Christ, this feels so futile.
Hey, my crit.
I didn't. And then she's going to try and put these manacles on you, Benson. Let me tell you what she needs to do for this.
Listening.
It's an athletics to grab you. And then it'd be another one on her next turn to put it on you.
Oh, she doesn't have the efficient capture.
Nope.
Wow. Oh, that's good. I thought she did.
This is very bad for her.
Yes, yes, but you broke her fucking weapon. What?
She broke her weapon on me. Let's be fair.
No, I Kelly said it was your shield, so what? I think it was you.
That's a good point.
32 total to try and grab you.
No fucking way that works.
Yeah, I doubt. She'll try again and fail. And she goes, I can't scrap him! And then her sister will be like, you idiot! And she will take a step to get out of flanking and just try to go ham on you.
Go back to IKEA, you fucking Swedes! I actually have no idea what accent Jake's trying to do. I'm just reaching.
Jake is doing like five different accents right now.
I didn't nail it down when I started.
I've been feeling like be French.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was kind of what I was going for, but 34 to hit Benson.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Exactly.
Didn't even need the flanking. 15 piercing.
Oh no! That's so hurt.
I think you mean 2 piercing. Liberating.
I love having fucking broke ass paladin next to me. This shit is legit broken.
And so you get the resistance or the damage reduction. Do you want to take a step?
I would like to take a step because they're not getting away.
Well, then nope. I would like to take a step as well.
All right, you guys shift around her a little bit, kind of shuffle a little bit.
I shift to the east, and then Benson kind of thread the needle in between them to go to the northeast.
This is a really fucked up blender we just put them in.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So she's still within melee, so she's going to strike out again. 33, which miss. I know is a miss against you.
Beautiful.
Okay. Elkwood.
Oh, alright. Let's see here. Well, right next to her, just going to swing. Because there's really nothing else. Okay, so let's see. Plus 21 to hit. God damn, sense again. 36 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Beautiful. I mean, it's just like been constant wonderful things here. Oh my god. Yeah. 8, 8, 8, and 2.
Woo!
Solid dice roller. Alright, gross. So that's 32 points of damage, and that wound is back up.
I just put the Bunsen burner away.
Well, that sucks for you. Sounds like a skill issue, to be honest. Plus 16 to hit. He's just swinging again. Oh my, seriously, Jesus Christ. 16 on the die, so that's a 32 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Which also means, with the curved blade, crap, what the hell is that called? Well, first I'll do damage.
Yeah, is it the follow-through, whatever it is?
It's something. First I'll just say 18 damage, since the Hunter's Edge goes off.
Oh, she's dead anyway. Don't worry about it.
Oh, decapitated.
She had 18 left at that last strike. So.
No way.
Straight up just decapitate. I will take that crit card for myself. And it's beautiful. Okay, so yeah, he just swings, decapitate. Actually, you know, not the even decapitator. He just hits her again in that same wound again. Just artery.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Swing, swing.
Cut of it. Okay. And final action, pulls out a potion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I am, I will say Elk is below 20.
Yikes.
Ooh. Yeah, that golem, not golem, the needler, did like over 100 something damage to me really easily.
Yep. That's how it does. Okay. Kezra.
All right, well, I took care of the poisoner. I was going to do something cool to her.
She killed her.
Well, you can bring her back.
Nah, good job.
Put her head back on,
Chad.
Put her head back on. It attaches.
All right, Kezra's starting to feel things are in hand, but he knows that the one ran off. So yeah. He's going to move closer to the snipers and do a good old electric arc.
There we go.
Start chipping them down. So roll some reflex saves.
Vintage.
Okay. First one, this is the one who's not sickened, gets a 34.
Success.
Okay. And next one that is sickened, 28.
Fail.
Ooh.
Fail. All right. Is your DC 29 now?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like that. I don't like it. Put it back.
Chikakis was like 39 or something, so
it was like,
you know.
34, I think.
Again, massive. I really like it when it's me.
Well, I rolled terribly, so 12 damage and 6 damage.
Ugh.
Okay.
I got a 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 3.
Oh boy. That's
pretty bad.
On 74. Yeah,
no way to sugarcoat that. That's just bad.
Alright. Benson.
Alright, I'm going to, like normal, swing for the fences. Just sicken one. I'm going for first roll. Ah, fuck, 5 on the die. 26.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Second roll. Oh, no. 28.
Miss.
Okay.
Even
that
sickness.
Really sucks. I guess I'll swing for... Fuck it. I'll swing.
Okay. You can try to scare them. You haven't intimidated either of them.
That's true.
Should have done that before, but whatever.
I will intimidate the one that is not sickened.
Okay.
Oh, that's very good. Well, better than average roll, but my intimidation is fucking wacky. 16 plus 21, Tim.
37.
37, success. She is frightened.
I mean, they've thrown everything they have at me, and I still look pretty damn good.
Yeah. Okay. Next it comes to Grimshaw.
All right, so taking advantage of the frightened and Kelly. I think I'm flanking, right? Am I flanking the one?
You are not.
Nope.
Medium creatures have to be on opposite sides.
Can I occupy the space above?
No.
Why can they occupy that space? That's not a full space.
Yeah, but it's more open than the one that you're trying to get into.
Well, okay. Here's the thing.
What?
If Tim I
always,
cannot...
Tim always argues with me.
If I cannot occupy this space right here...
Okay.
Because I can't occupy it fully...
Right.
Can I occupy some space in between these two spaces where I could flank? You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but there's a grid for a reason, so...
Well, if there's a grid for a reason, there shouldn't be a partial square. That's all I'm saying. You see how the map has a partial square? If I can't go there, don't have it drawn on the map that I could go there.
Yeah, so Jake, I'm gonna office buildings only.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to give you contact info for the artist that drew the map, and you can go talk to them.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
This is the problem with youth these days. They think they can draw maps whatever way they want.
Yeah. Jake's in a not full square, and he's like, "Yeah, I can occupy that." What's the limit? How many pixels?
I'm on Jake's side here, Tim.
No.
This guy's in a bigger partial square than the one that you're trying to go into.
Okay, what's the metric? What's the metric?
I think
it's either a full square or not a full square.
This is a GM ruling.
I think I could fit there.
Jake is the cavern. He is the cavern, and he is the people in it besides us.
I don't think I like that phrasing.
He knows how much is space there.
You are filling Jake's cavern right now.
No, I make caverns. Shut up. So here's the thing. Uh-huh. I made sure that these snipers could not go there either. Otherwise, I would have made them go there. But I said, well, it kind of angles and stuff like that, so I will make it so they have to go. Because remember, the one ran around to flank Benson, I made sure that she went up into the square that the one is in now, but right. She did not go into the one that you're trying to go into. Right. I kept them to the same
essentially,
rule.
Essentially, we're treating the space right above me as not existing. That is wall. That whole space is wall.
Well, how about there's a big old rock there, and
I just want to clarify that the ground that I see is not actually ground that can be used.
So if we're in theater of the mind, as all of our listeners are, no, you can't.
This is all for a +2 bonus.
I know. What do you mean for
a +2 bonus? +1 is everything in this game.
Also, you're not a rogue.
I'm not a
just
rogue.
Just kill him! Fucking kill him, Tim! Who gives a shit?
Alright, I roll my very... This watch. I'm gonna be off by 2 with this roll. Ready? Ready?
Give me really funny. It's gonna be so funny.
Oh, great. I rolled a 4 on the die. So that is a 25.
You're off by way more than that, so...
Alright. Good, I
think. It wasn't by 2.
Good, I guess. Get your pipe and smoke it, Kelly.
All right, well, for my next action, I'm just going to swing again because I'm upset.
By the way, this is my favorite version of Tim.
Angry Tim is fun, Tim.
Oh, great, it ate out of the tie. Okay, raise my shield, turns over.
Listeners, this is what I do for you, okay? I make Tim as mad as possible.
Jake is the cat.
Explain to me the geometry of that fucking space, Kelly. No, explain it to me.
Why am I getting shit for this?
Honestly, it's funnier to do it to you than Jake. Because I know Jake has actual reasons. It's just funnier to do it to you.
Kelly, you took Jake's side. You're like, Jake's the cavern.
I don't like the whole thing. I'm a cavern. I really don't like that.
I'm a lawyer, but I am fair.
When it suits me.
There's nothing fair about this.
It's a gray area in a rule or a situation. I don't always side with the players. I step back and I be objective.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Kelly,
step off. This is not an objective ruling. This is a subjective ruling. Another dungeon master or game master would rule this as a playable space. So no. Don't another talk to game me about master. Objective.
The subjective rulings go to the game master.
Yeah. And hey, you're talking so, about because it's an objective ruling. It's not an objective ruling.
All right, so the sniper takes a step. And
you know it's
she,
bad when John has to
stop,
cut me down.
Stop. Can't, Tim, shut up. Sniper's going to try. She's going to take a step get flanking on Benson, and then she's going to try to.
Yeah, how original.
Honestly, I would have cracked up if Jake...
You broke her wet!
Honestly, I would have cracked up if Jake was like, and he's going to go in the spot right above Grimshaw. Sorry, she's an elf.
I would have
so
fucking died
there.
Laughing.
Elves can do that, dude. Elves
can do that in small spaces.
Does not grapple you. Let's try again. Why not? With map. Even worse. Alright. The frightened sniper is going to try to attack you, Benson. You are off guard, but she is frightened one. So a little bit less to hit. Miss on the first
very
attack.
Nice.
Wow, really bad on the second.
She's frightened of me.
And, I know. That's why she can't do it. And even worse on the last one. Elku Grim.
Okay. He had a potion in his hand. So this time there's no giant that's going to just destroy it out of his hands. He got a lesser potion. So I think it's 2d8 plus 5.
So you're still holding on to your moderates?
We have moderates?
You in your treasure sheet, on the treasure sheet, you have 2 moderate healing potions.
Oh, shit. I'll take one of those mods because I need one. What is that?
Moderate healing potion. Let me pull up the link. It is 3d8 plus 10.
Oh, ooh. Shit. That's beautiful.
Nice.
Yep, so I'll mark it off for you.
3d8 plus 10.
That's a really big number.
Oh, yeah. That is. That is 20.
That's a big number.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that was not bad. 7, 6, and a 3. That's 26 points of healing.
Nice.
Which I desperately needed. let's see.
You can tank another couple shots.
Yeah, right. So 26. Heal that first, so I don't... Well, I mean, I'll be able to take a hit. So that was first action. He can't see the snipers from this position.
No, they're tucked away in a hallway.
So he is just going to take move action. Oh, God. He sees that hallway, and he doesn't want to be, like, the first person thing people see.
He could walk out and just shoot Elkwood.
Ah, man.
There's 2 fully armored paladins in front of us. Shoot the ranger down the hallway.
Yeah. So actually, he's going to sit right here. Yeah, okay, so screw it. One action move down.
Shoot Grimshaw in the back.
So
shoot Grimshaw in the back, because he just wouldn't stop yelling about that space. I saw
like
it.
The idea of Grimshaw is yelling at the ground.
Why can't I step here?
No, because Grimshaw would have seen the wall and obviously wouldn't have tried to step there.
All right. Anyway, third action. God, do I just... I have a straight shot to hit. No, actually, no, there's people in the way. Quick drawing the bow out.
Wait, didn't you drop the bow? Did you stash it? I forget.
I swap, man.
Oh, okay.
I got shit for that, bro.
Oh, right.
God, my dick is so big.
just like my great club. No, yeah, so he's just gonna shoot, he's on hunt prey.
Okay.
That way you get more bonuses and stuff like that, because right now he's firing through people.
Okay.
So Elk is quick. He's Elky Fast Hands.
Mm-hmm. Elky Fast Hands.
That's why I have a fucking arsenal in my back all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's a name you see on a certain site named after corn.
I was about to say, like, Elk comes across a pass lover. Well, if it isn't Elky Fast,
it's Elky Fast.
Like waiting on a truck stop stall with a phone number.
A phone number for good times.
It's like, be guys, it's okay. Elky Fast Hands here. Boom.
Dude, my reflexes are so good.
William walks in, takes his shirt off, starts doing
finger
guns.
Sorry, ladies, let me show you what a real sniper does.
Kesra, it is your turn.
I got the acrobatics for days.
Alright. So I've been thinking about this. I think I just like fighting with Tim. I think that's what this is about. And with that said,
it's not about whether it's for the players or for the GM, it's whether or not it's for or against Tim.
I'm just saying it's a theory.
Guys, we could squash this and just go on with the episode.
with that in mind, because it matters on my turn, will you allow me to fire something through that square?
No.
You know what? Here's the thing.
There's a funny version of this, and there's a legit one. So which one?
See, apparently I just like fighting with
this. We'll find out what that is next time.
I can't take this.
Join us on Discord. Come to Discord. It's awesome.
Go to Discord. Tim Breakdown.
Hey everybody, I wanted to come in here really quick and tell you about our partner Misty Mountain Gaming and their Crit and Clean Spring Pre-Order event. They have some amazing stuff coming up for the springtime gaming sessions you're going to have. They have a thing going on right now where there's 10% off all pre-order items, and if you buy three, you get one free on pre-orders. And tier freebies with these pre-orders. Go check them out right now, mistymountaingaming.com, and make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for an additional 10% off. Go there right now. What are you doing? I told you to go. Go get some dice. Come on, man. And I'll see you in the next episode.